This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا صلاة دائمة مستمرة إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. A delegation from the, you could say in present day, east coast of the Arabian Peninsula near Bahrain, they came to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were from the tribe of Abd Qais. They came to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pledge allegiance to him and to also take the testimony of faith in front of them. And so when they got to Medina, they dismounted and they all rushed into the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ very fast. And this sudden arrival was a little bit different for the Prophet ﷺ because they immediately came to the Prophet ﷺ and they started kissing his hand and his feet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there was a companion who actually had stayed behind, who had stayed behind, and he tied his camel, and he reached into his bag, and he took out a fresh change of clothes, and he even washed up, And he came calmly and non-rushing into the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he saw this, he was amazed. And he said, "Inna fika khaslatain yuhibbuhum Allah, al-hilmu wal-ana." You have two characteristics that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is forbearance. In other words, they are patient, they don't rush, they don't get angry very easily. And the second characteristic is al-ana, which means they are deliberate. They're not rushing. They take their time to think about what decision that they want, and they don't just haphazardly say things or do things without thinking. So this story, brothers and sisters, teaches us of a characteristic that we all have within ourselves. We sometimes like to rush things. And it doesn't help that our entire society is always focused on rushing things. Whether it is rushed delivery, checking by the minute every development in the package that you're expecting. If we don't get a product at a certain time, we will reorder it and then we'll tell it to come overnight because we're in a rush. You look at the idea of instant gratification, how people want instant results, how they want to go viral. And you see this today, so many young people, you ask them, what is it that you would like to be? They say, oh, I want to be a social media influencer. Why do you want to be a social media influencer? Say, because I want to have virals and TikTok videos that can go viral and lots of likes and shares so that I can grow my audience. Not because they're actually promoting some sort of business, but they're just looking for the likes. Instant gratification, rushing. And brothers and sisters, this characteristic of rushing, we're not saying that all types of rushing is incorrect. Rushing to right a wrong, rushing to the obedience of Allah, rushing to repentance, these are good examples of how you should rush to those things. But when it comes to your daily life, we should remember to not rush. Even when the way how the Prophet ﷺ used to speak, he wasn't rushing through his words. He would speak in a deliberate manner where everyone in the audience could understand what he was saying. And when it was something that was important, the Prophet ﷺ would repeat himself three times. He would repeat himself three times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes humans in that their nature is that they will rush. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. It's like as if humans are created from haste. It doesn't mean they are created from the material of haste. It means they are so hasty in their nature, it's like as if they were created in that way. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us that being deliberate, not rushing, not being too hasty is a characteristic and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Al-ana min Allah wal-ajalatu min ash-shaytan. To be deliberate, to be calm in your decisions, not rushing to conclusions, not rushing to judgment. All of these are what? A gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rushing and being in haste, taking action prematurely before you know the facts, that is from shaitan. Because shaitan is fueling that adrenaline, that rush. And so you think that by taking action immediately, that means you are decisive and you are executing a plan when in fact you have not taken the time to study the details of its requirements. So when you are driving and you feel that you are late and you increase your speed by 15 miles per hour, does it really get you to your destination significantly faster? No, it doesn't. In fact, because you are rushing, you're going to be more irate. You are probably going to have road rage. And you're probably going to hit someone. So think about these consequences when you rush. Perhaps the most important thing that we should focus on today is how people rush in their requests and their du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them what they want immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give you what you want immediately, because if that was the case, there is no meaning to patience if you get instant gratification of what you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you sometimes to wait because the time is not right for that dua to be answered. And for you to say, I made dua over and over again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not answer, that is not correct, neither is it appropriate. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ. The person's dua will be answered as long as they don't rush. What does that mean? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يَقُولُ دَعَوْتُ فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي. I made dua and it was not answered. How many times have you thought in your life that you should do this and do this, but somehow a circumstance that is outside of your control completely derails your plans, and you later on realize that initial idea that you had, your plan, was actually terrible. And there were many potential flaws and hazards along the way. And then you realize, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allah protected me from that. We as professionals working in downtown, I always remind myself, you know, jobs come and go. And if you're thinking that, oh man, I need to jump on this job opportunity, alhamdulillah, that's good. But sometimes you might think that that job is really good for you and then you're ready and you're wondering, why haven't they called me back? It's been 3 days. And subhanAllah, maybe that job isn't even right for you. I once applied to a company in oil and gas. And they made me go through like 5 rounds. They said there were 5 rounds of interviews. Got to the 4th round and then they got quiet. 1 year later, that entire group was disbanded. That hiring manager was fired. So when you don't get something, you should be saying, alhamdulillah, Allah has saved me from it. And you should be saying, alhamdulillah, this is the wisdom of Allah. I might not know why I'm not getting it right now. I put in my effort, but alhamdulillah, I'm okay with Allah's judgment. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, rushing has many, many consequences. Number one, when you are rushing to do something, you are most often not focused on the present because you're going to be distracted. because you're so hyper-focused on getting there, you don't see what's around it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that it is disliked for someone to enter salah, to start their salah, if they have the urgent need to use the bathroom. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you should go use the restroom, relieve yourself, and then go pray. Because if you're lazy and you're thinking, oh man, I really don't want to make wudu again because, you know, I need to hold it in. Well, guess what? You're going to be rushing through salah. And are you actually focusing on the salah? No, you're not. Because you're trying to not break the wudu in salah. And is that what you want to do during salah? No. The Prophet ﷺ also says that if food has been fully served in front of you and the time of salah has come in, you should eat first. Because you know why? If you say, let me go pray first, you will be distracted by the smells and your hunger, and you're just going to rush through the salah, and then you're not going to focus on salah. Why is it that the Prophet ﷺ tells us that when you break your fast, you break your fast and then you go pray? Because imagine if it's time to break your fast and you have to pray first, no one's going to be focusing. The Prophet ﷺ also tells us that rushing to judgment, especially when you hear of something, of a news, and you could actually regret that decision. فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And then you'll be regretting for that decision that you made. Brothers and sisters, we are all working professionals. And my word of advice is, when it comes to your paycheck, when it comes to your rizq, don't rush it. It is written for you. And when you try to rush the sustenance that Allah has written for you, there is a likelihood that you will become impatient and you will seek haram means. During the time of Ali bin Abi Talib, radiallahu an, a man came to his house and visited him, and he wanted money. He said, I need help. Ali bin Abi Talib said to him, wait, I will go in my house and I will look for what money I have and I will come and give it to you. So he went looking in his house and he couldn't find it initially, so he took extra time to keep looking for these 4 to 7 coins. This man became impatient. He went behind the house of Ali bin Abi Talib and he found his horse and he stole the bridle and the reins that is on the, you could say, the face of the horse that you use. He pulled it off the horse, he stole it, and he went to the marketplace and he was getting ready to sell it. Sometime later, the servant of Ali bin Abi Talib notices that the bridle of his horse was missing. He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, it seems like this is missing. He says, go to the marketplace and buy one. He goes to the marketplace and he finds that same one being sold. And he comes back and he tells Ali bin Abi Talib, see, I bought it. So Ali bin Abi Talib gave him those 4 coins and he said, go buy it. So he buys it, he buys back his own stolen product, and he said, the servant said, oh Ali, it seems that this is maybe the same person that came to you earlier asking for money. And he said, describe him to me. He said, looks like this, looks like, he said, yeah, it was that person. Ali bin Abi Talib, you know what he said? If he had been patient and not rushing, those 4 coins would have been obtained through halal means. But because he was impatient and he rushed, he ended up obtaining them through haram means. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي الشام وفي السودان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي الكبير واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة